Well, we pray that you're having a good day, and we come to our Old Testament reading this morning, and it's out of Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. New Living Translation says this: One day Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he went deep into the wilderness near Sinai, the mountain of God. Suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared to him as a blazing fire in a bush. Moses was amazed because the bush was engulfed in flames, but it didn't burn up. Amazing, Moses said to himself. Why isn't that bush burning up? I must go over to see this. When the Lord saw that he had caught Moses' attention, God called to him from the bush. Moses! Moses! Here I am, Moses replied. Do not come any closer, God told him. Take off your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground. Then he said, I am the Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And when Moses heard this, he hid his face in his hands because he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord told him, You can be sure I have seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I've heard their cries for deliverance from their harsh slave drivers. Yes, I'm aware of their suffering, so I have come to rescue them from the Egyptians and lead them out of Egypt into their own good and spacious land. It's a land flowing with milk and honey, the land where the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites live. The cries of the people of Israel have reached me, and I have seen how the Egyptians have oppressed them with their heavy task. Now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You will lead my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Moses asked God. How can you expect me to leave the Israelites out of Egypt? Then God told him, I'll be with you, and this will serve as proof that I have sent you. When you have brought the Israelites out of Egypt, you will return here to worship God at this very mountain. But Moses protested, If I go to the people of Israel and tell them, The God of your ancestors has sent me, they won't believe me. They will ask, Which God are you talking about? What's his name? Then what should I tell them? God replied, I am the one who always is. Just tell them, I am has sent you. And verse 15, God also said, Tell them, the Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abram, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent you. This will be my name forever. And it always has been my name, and it will be used throughout all the generations. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word from Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Have a wonderful, blessed day.